Welcome to Always Here. My name is Greg Horn. I want to talk to you about joy. You know, as a man, a lot of times I have to admit I kind of think of joy as maybe kind of a feminine word. And yet, I tell you, when you are a devout follower of Jesus and you are mature and strong in your faith, it takes that type of maturity and strength to choose joy when life is not going the way that you plan. Of course, you know, sometimes I think we get joy and happiness confused. Happiness is based on how our circumstances are actually going. If the weather's good, it's sunny, it's about 75, we've got money in the bank, we've got a job, we've got good relationships with our loved ones, we're healthy. I mean, it's easy to be happy then because everything that's happening to us is going well. But joy is when you can have peace, even in the midst of storms. When the doctor says, I'm sorry, but you do have cancer. When your spouse says, I'm sorry, but I don't love you anymore. Or when you have a rebellious child that's suffering from addiction and you've done everything you know to help them, and yet you still have peace, you still have joy. And the good news is that God wants to help us have joy in our life. And he talks about it a lot in the Bible. And a friend of mine I heard recently give a talk, and he shared three ways that we can persevere in our life and learn to choose joy, even when life doesn't feel so joyful. And if we're honest, most of the time life doesn't feel joyful. I mean, it doesn't. Does it? I think that's why so many people like me like sports, is you kind of get to escape from reality for a couple hours and watch a basketball game, or maybe 3 hours and watch a football game, and just kind of escape from the pain. And yet God's saying, hey, I'm going to help you. I'm the God of the mountaintop, and I am the God of the valley. And for some of you right now, maybe you're walking in a valley, and just it's hard to have joy. Yet I know that God wants to help us. And the first thing I want to encourage you to help you not to be able to have joy in your life is to worry less. To worry less. And let's be honest, that's not an easy task. I mean, it's easy to get in the spirit of fear and worry, isn't it? And I mean, trust me, I know this from experience. And my friend that I heard give a talk on this recently just said when he's in doubt or feeling anxious and fearful, he says, I do what Jesus did when he was tempted by Satan. He used scripture as a tool to fight off unwanted anxiety, fear, and worry. And today I want to remind you that to not worry and to have joy, you've got to spend time in God's word and read scripture. There is power in the word of God. I mean, real power, not power by the authority of your job position or how much money that you have in your bank account. But there is power in scripture and joy in the word of God. You know, Jesus said, who of you by worrying can add a single day or a single hour actually to your own life? I mean, that's a lot of power, isn't it? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9 says, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. We're perplexed, but not driven to despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're struck down, but we're not destroyed. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Friends, one of my hero Wayne Smith's, probably his most memorable sermon, gave thousands of sermons in his 40 years of being a pastor, but is the one that we played last week called Playing Hurt. And if you missed that sermon, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. It's hopeishere.today, because maybe you've lost hope in life because you're playing hurt. And he tied it in with some football stories because he always preached it on Super Bowl Sunday. But you don't have to be a sports fan to relate to this powerful message. But he used this scripture to open up the sermon. We're afflicted in every way, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but not driven to despair. We're persecuted, but we're not forsaken. We're struck down, but we're not destroyed. And friends, if you still got breath, then God still has a plan for you. I visited with a young man recently. He had his first job with me when I had my grocery store in Cynthiana, Kentucky, back in the late 90s and early 2000. He worked for me as a cashier and then actually started helping me in the office because he was a really talented young man in high school, then started going to college. Well, unfortunately, at the age of 38, he was diagnosed with cancer. And just here recently, the doctor finally just said, "I'm sorry, but there's not really anything else that we can do for you. And your body's just, you've got a few weeks left to live." And I was honored that he reached out to me and wants me to do his funeral. And, you know, it's really humbling when you sit in front of somebody who knows that they just have a few weeks left to live. And they're just, I mean, barely 40 years old. And you sit there and you talk to them about life and about what they've enjoyed. And then I always have to, of course, ask the question. And sometimes you're not fortunate enough to do this, but, and I knew the answer to this question with this young man. But I just said, "Hey, are you ready to meet Jesus?" And he said, "Yeah, I am." I said, "Well, do you mind repeating that great confession after me?" I said, I know that you did this as a child, but I said, "I just think it'll bring you peace and your loved ones." And I said, there's power in it too. And he said, "Absolutely." So I said, "Well, do you mind repeating that short confession after me?" And he's like, "Absolutely." So I said, "I believe." He repeated, "I believe with all my heart, with all my heart, that Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus is the Christ. He's the Son of God. He's my Lord. He's my Lord, and he's my Savior." And when he said those last few words, "and he's my Savior," that's when his voice started cracking and tears started flowing down his eyes. Because he realized that even though his time was ending on this earth, that he was going to see his Savior. And that decision he had probably made almost 30 years earlier was going to be so true as he gets ready to depart from this body here and go to be to heaven. And so, you know, I want to encourage you today that even when you have cancer like this young man does, that you can still have joy. And God wants to help you walk through that. In fact, the Bible tells us, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." That's from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. And some of you that listen, you know these passages of scriptures that I've read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, the one I read earlier, the one I just read in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. But maybe you need to write those down on a post-it note and just get some strength and power and let you have joy by reading those verses out loud. And the young man that I met with last week, he was not anxious. He just was like, "Okay, God, this is not the plan I had, but, you know, I'm going to trust you, and I'm thankful for the loved ones, family, and friends that I have around me during this time." And he was choosing joy. And Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." What a powerful verse that is in Hebrews 4:12. "The joints and marrow of your bones cannot be seen, but the divine word of God is so penetrating that it can reach even the most hidden things in our bodies, the innermost portion of our being." And, you know, friends, the fact of the matter is that, I mean, there's been times in my life and in my friend that, I heard him share about this recently, that he said, "I was so distraught that I could not even think of scripture. So," he said, "I just kept repeating one word, the most powerful word there is, Jesus. It's like the song we sing, there is power in the name of Jesus. Power, wonder-working power in the name, in the blood of Jesus Christ. And for you right now, you're like, you know, Greg, it's all I can do just to keep going. Just call out to the name of Jesus. There is power and there is hope in the name of Jesus. And that's why we do Hope Is Here. We want to let you know that because of Jesus, there's always hope. And my friend, he's going to get his healing. It's not going to be this side of heaven, but he is going to get his healing in heaven. And the impact that his life's had over these past 2 years while he has battled cancer has just been courageous. And I believe there's going to be some people at his funeral that are going to come to know Jesus because of this young man's example. And I think that's the legacy we all want, isn't it? That we made a difference with our one and only life. And friends, I don't think, unless you've been hurt, that God can really use you. Because, be honest with you, when things are going really well, a lot of times I think it's because of me. And if you're honest, I bet it's probably true for your life. But when we go through some major trials and tribulations, and then that's when our faith becomes real, then you don't get credit, but Jesus gets credit. And so I want to encourage you today to press into God's word. And the second thing that my friend shared in his talk recently about joy, he said, just enjoy the everyday moments in life. Enjoy the everyday moments in life. And friends, I'm really trying to do that. Conversations with people. So many of us have loved ones that we'd love to have another conversation with. And if there's people you love today, make time with them. Give them a phone call. Plan maybe coffee with them or breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And just spend time with them. Because, you know, once people are gone, they are gone from here on this earth. And that's one of the things I'm thankful that my friend at least has a few weeks left. And so many people are able to tell them how much they love him. And he's able to express his love to them. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing when you do that. But you know what? If we don't spend time in God's word, this world can devour us. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. And friends, the fact of the matter is, if you're going to have joy in your life, you have to choose to be different. And you have to make a conscious decision to be grateful for what you have and not dwell on what you've lost or what you don't have. And only way we can do this is we allow God to renew our minds and help us think of things in a different way. But the more God renews your mind, the stronger you feel, and you can accept the changes in your life. But remember, Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I'm God. And friends, it's hard to be still sometimes in our culture, and especially when we're hurting. But I want to remind you that God will make a way when there seems to be no way. And last but not least, to have joy in our life, I want to encourage you to make wise decisions. Okay? And when we're hurting sometimes, that's hard to do. But Romans 12, verse 12 says, be joyful in hope, painful and patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Romans chapter 12, verse 12, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. And then I close today with 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10. Sometimes we are sorrowful, yet we're always rejoicing. Sometimes we're poor, yet we're making many rich. Sometimes we have nothing, and yet we possess everything. And that's what my friend recently was saying, that he was going to choose joy even though he was near the end of the years of his life on this earth. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.